producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. Well, we're dealing with a kind of a Romeo and Juliet story here with sort of racial overtones. John is the dad of a 17-year-old son who's dating a 17-year-old classmate who is whose family is from Cuba. And the father found that the young girl's dad found out about it and prohibited them seeing each other, and has put a GPS on her car. And the kids have predictably gotten a little bit sneaky about it. John, look, I think that if I could somehow get the four parents together and say, guys, look, regardless of what you think about this, kids are living in America. If you let it alone, you know, that nobody's going to get pregnant, and it will very likely, one of two things is going to happen. Either it's going to just kind of peter out of on its own, that this is just kind of first infatuation with one another, and they're both having a great time kind of tweaking their parents about it because they're dating interracially. Or it'll be serious, and if it's serious, getting in the way of it now is just going to create problems down the road. But it's not, you're telling me from your perspective that getting the parents together is just really not very, very feasible. So I think that short of that, the alternative is to get the kids together, is to sit down with the two kids. And you, unfortunately, are probably going to, you and your wife are very likely going to have the role of sitting with the kids and saying essentially the same thing. Kids, look, one of two things is going to happen here. Either this is a serious romance that the two of you are going to be together the rest of your life and love each other till your last rat little breath, at which point you want to set things up well with the family. You don't want to have one side of the family not talking to you or threatening or making the two of you make decisions that don't make any sense. Or it's just an infatuation. So either way you look at it, it probably makes some sense to pretend that this is 100 years ago and the two of you are sort of moderate in how you deal with one another. And I'm not prohibiting you from getting together, but I'm saying that Sandra, she's now become Sandra, like Sandra D. Sandra, you don't really want to run afoul of your family, that I know you love Jonathan. And I wouldn't say it's puppy love, because you don't really want, who knows? I mean, the only way to differentiate between puppy love and true romance is time. And they may be people who are going to be happy with each other and make each other wildly happy for the next 100 years, or they may not. And there's just no way of telling right now. And as adults, we tend to look at kids who are just starting out and saying, oh, you know, it's puppy love. And I think it's demeaning and not necessarily very accurate and irritating to the kids. So I would just say, look, kids, one of two things is going to happen. Either this is just going to be something that was kind of a high school romance, or it's going to be something, a big deal. If it's a high school romance, how much trouble do you want to really run afoul of your family? And if it's a big deal, you want to set it up better than this. So what I would suggest is that the two of you together, because one of the problems here is that it sounds like they'd been dating each other for a long time before her father found out, which makes both of them look sneaky. And of course, he's not necessarily going to accuse his daughter of being sneaky. He's going to accuse your son of being sneaky. So the two of them sort of deciding that they're going to kind of chill on this a little bit, and him going, you know, and putting on his big boy pants and going, and maybe in a public place so he doesn't feel threatened, and saying, look, sir, I respect you, I respect your values, I respect your daughter, but we really do care about each other, and we're willing to sort of keep this on a relatively platonic level, and, you know, go to church together or whatever it is, and sort of be supervised, but we really want to spend time together. Because I think that even if the father objects, that it's a more respectful position, and it's sort of your son being more of a of a grown-up about this as opposed to being sneaky about it, because somebody's going to tell on him, and then she's going to be in trouble, and he's going to view your son as a sneak, and I'm sure he's not. So it's not an easy situation, but I think and appealing to the parents makes most sense, but it sounds futile. So I think your job is going to be to say to the kids, she's part of it, that she's not standing up to her dad, and it puts your son in a very bad light. It puts him in the role of being a sneak.
But she's 17 years old, and
I know
a lot of times the guy follows what goes on, like he emulates himself after his father, and such as the girl. And if she's seen the behavior like her mom. Saying that the dad, with the dad word goes, that's the law of the land. That's one thing she's going to emulate. That. Secondly, racism is not as easy as just introducing yourself and saying.
John, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm saying, what's the alternative? The alternative that they've opted for is sneaking. And I think that
yeah.
puts both of them in a bad light. It puts you in an impossible situation because you're now stuck with the two choices, both of which are lousy, to either allow them to come there, which means that you're running afoul of his family, and not to mention, as you know, that girls are viewed as more vulnerable in sexual relationships than boys,
right.
or to prohibit
yeah.
them, both of which make you, so you're either going to run afoul of his family or of your son. So that's a no-win situation for you. And what I'm saying is, if he's old enough to have... John, what I'm saying is, if he's old enough, look, I understand this is a racist country. I understand that. But realistically, that them being sneaky is, and look, it's not only about race, that lots of daughters, fathers don't want them dating, and they certainly don't want them sexually active, and it doesn't make any difference if the guy's black, white, striped, or polka dot. But sneaking is seldom the long-term solution, because if it's going to be a long-term relationship, you've set it up badly with the parents to begin with. They'll never trust either of you. And I'm not crazy about the alternatives, but you're getting caught in a difficult position. She's not standing up to her dad. And your son is going to bear the brunt of a lot of the antagonism. And as you point out, he's 17 years old. He shouldn't have to deal with that. So the alternative is either to stop seeing each other, which I suspect neither of them are particularly willing to do, or to see if they can't, if the two of them together can't negotiate with her father. Because it's not that that's a great alternative. It's that everything else is worse.
Okay, well, two things, and I'll let you go because I know you got other callers. One is that I just don't want my son to grow up thinking that he has to settle for this type of environment. So, as being an African-American young man, I would like him to be a proud young man and not to have to go through this. And that's one thing. I mean, and then the other one is his safety. I mean, I can prohibit him from seeing a young lady on my end, and if the dad is doing the same, it would probably just dissolve a lot quicker. So, I don't like the idea of sneaking around because, like you said...
Yeah, well, I think it's dangerous, among other things.
It's dangerous, right, and then that just makes... no matter what, if they get caught, it was my son's fault. So.
Yep.
I would hate for something to happen on that end, and something like that, and he get caught in the middle. So I'm looking out for his safety and his self-esteem as well. Like I said.
Well, but again, I think the issue.
Their family is saying that you're not good enough for my daughter.
No, I don't think that's what they're saying. I really don't think that's what they're saying. And we have the only piece of information I have that offsets that is that you pointing out that when her dad met your son in a different context, he thought he was great. So I don't think it's necessarily that the blacks are second class citizens. I think it's and my guess is that he would that I mean I'm not naive. It may be that if he was dating the white captain of the football team that he would be slightly less less antagonistic about it. But an awful lot of dads are not crazy about their kids dating guys. Let me put you on hold about this, because I do want to look at that issue about self-esteem and your son. And that's part of what my strategy was as well. Let me put you on hold for a moment. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, BillsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Coswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with John about a problem that is kind of as old as human history in some ways and as kind of modern as the headlines. He's got a 17-year-old African-American son who is dating a Cuban-American young woman whose father objects strenuously. And I'm saying, look, if I could get the parents in a room, I would say, you guys are making the wrong choice here. That, let it play out. Make sure that they're both aware of of birth control issues if they're being sexual, because saying you guys can't be sexual is not nearly as effective as saying you know, you need to make sure you're too young to worry about pregnancy or sexually transmitted diseases. And assume that they're both young enough that they have lives that are different enough, they have experiences that are different enough that the likelihood of this being a long-term relationship is not very high. But the best way to force them into a false intimacy is to oppose them. I mean, Romeo and Juliet is a real phenomenon. But John is saying he thinks that that's impractical, and I'm saying that I think your only choice, really, is to deal with the kids and to say, and I think your son feeling that he's a second class citizen. Look, his girlfriend likes him a lot, and John, I'm sure you're aware that when you were dating, that some of the fathers of the girls you were dating liked you, and some didn't, and it didn't tend to affect your self confidence very much. The girls affected your self confidence whether they liked you or not, and. So I think the idea of him being proud of himself, I mean, presumably he's proud of himself because he does well in school, because he is you know, a moral human being, and because this cute girl thinks he's great. Whether her father likes him or not, I mean, I don't, my sense is that my parents liking whomever I was dating was nearly irrelevant. In fact, I almost expected them to dislike anybody I liked. And I think if you're young enough and stupid enough, which we all are when we're teenagers, that that's not what affects our self-esteem. It's whether the person we're dating likes us or dumps us, not whether their parents like us. So I my guess is that his self-esteem is not going to be much affected by the dad's opinion one way or the other, any more than yours probably was by your date's fathers. I think, though, that helping them understand the consequences of their behavior and what they want to do and how, and when you're talking about self-esteem, a 17-year-old, and I'm sure he'll be nervous, and it doesn't have to be in their home if he feels uncomfortable about that or in any, certainly in any physical danger. But the idea being the saying, sir, I'm respectful of your rules. I understand we're both young. I respect your daughter. And I would like permission to be able to take her to church or whatever it is. But they certainly don't have to do it. But you need to be careful. You're not put in a completely untenable position where you're either saying to your son, look, I can't do this, and running afoul of him because he's going to expect you to be supportive, or allowing them safe haven and helping them to be sneaky. Because the issue is not safety. The issue is being sneaky. And the fact that they'd already been dating each other for a while is not, as you point out, not going to make father like either of them better. But he loves his daughter, and your son is viewed as the interloper. So it's all going to come down on your son's head. So again, I don't think it's a perfect solution, but the other alternative is to continue to sneak around, which I think is difficult as well as potentially dangerous on a bunch of different levels. Hopefully not physically dangerous, but certainly in terms of any long-term respect from the family. And part of it is that Goody Two-Shoes, this little girl, has to either decide that she's not old enough to date somebody that her father doesn't approve of, or that she is. Because she's really the linchpin in this. It's not really your son. It's her. And what she's doing is making choices that are easy for the short term and impossible for the long term. And the consequence to your son are sort of not very pleasant. So part of it is her deciding that either, look, dad doesn't like you, so I, you know, as much as I think you're great, or, you know, we'll wait 6 months till I go away to college. Or standing up to her dad and saying, dad, look, I like this guy, he's a friend, and I need you to be hospitable to him.
I hear everything you're saying. I just, that part right there, I just think you're, you know, I disagree on that, because if racism was that easy, trust me.
But John, I think you're making racism the issue here, and I don't think the issue is racism. I think the issue is sexual 17-year-olds.
No,
and my guess is...
I I did call you for advice, and I am not trying to be disrespectful. But
well, I'm a white chick, so you know, I mean, I think you have every right to pull the race card on me.
That's where I was going. And
I know you were, honey. Look, I'm not stupid.
But this is like one of those. This is one of those things where I guess it's just a cliche that you know you have to be black to understand. I mean, you saying that you don't think it's a race is not.
John, I'm saying believing it's a race issue gets you no place. I'm not disagreeing that it may not be. I'm saying where does it get you that's valuable? And let me tell you, John, at some point, if your son hasn't, he's going to date an African-American female. And he's going to very likely run into problems with an African-American female's father, not everybody's not black, but because he's being sexual with her daughter. And there aren't a whole lot of dads that are real comfortable with that.
But he won't run into that scenario where the father doesn't like you based on the color of your skin.
But he'll find something else. He'll find something else.
Yeah, he may.
But John, look, what I'm saying is I live in the same country that you live in. I said up front that I thought we were still a racist country. We've certainly taken strides, but to say we're not racist is ridiculous. But I'm also saying it doesn't get you any place to believe that that's the primary issue. It just doesn't get you any place.
Right, you're right. It doesn't. But like I said earlier, my main concern, and I called for, you know, is a situation where I just shut him down. Because of safety issues. And,
no, well, first of all, you're not going to be, John, even if I thought that was true, I don't think you're going to be able to do it. So if it's not practical, it doesn't make any sense. Even if you and I agreed that this guy is a gun collector and he's put out a bounty on your, I mean, I don't want to get outrageous about it, but even so, I mean, saying that to your son, you know, and I know he's a 17-year-old kid who's got hormones coursing through his veins, and he's going to say, "Dad, this is a woman I love. You know, you're living in a, you know, you're living in your generation. My generation feels it very differently." It's not going to work. And whatever else I am, I try to be practical. And so giving you a solution that it's not workable, I wouldn't do.
Is that the best advice, though? I mean, whether it works or not, I just, is that the
No, I don't think it's the best advice. I think saying to a 17-year-old, look, this guy could be a threat to you is, first of all, we don't know it. Second of all, if I were you right now, I would say to my son, look, you got yourself between a rock and a hard place. You're dating a girl whose father feels very strongly about probably about religion, about sexual politics, about race. First of all, you have to figure out if she's worth it, and second of all, she is. Then the two of you, then she needs to stand up to him, and you need to back her up. All right. But I'll put you on hold again because I know you want to argue with me, and it's okay because I'm never going to be a black man, or at least not in this life. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-37569. We've been talking with John at some length today about an issue with his 17-year-old son who's dating a 17-year-old female whose father doesn't approve. And John's saying, well, it's primarily racial in his disapproval. I'm saying, well, you know, maybe, but so what? Doesn't get you any place. That it's certainly not unknown for dads of 17-year-olds to not be crazy about the person that their kid is dating because he's 17. And so, you know, I think making the assumption that it's racial, I mean, it may be accurate, but so what? It doesn't buy anything. And I'm saying that surely the parents getting together and having kind of a reasonable discussion, that what she's saying is just not, it's unrealistic. I'm saying that you deal with the kids. If they're old enough to have a big time romance and to feel that they're old enough to be sexual and old enough to to be able to date whom they want, then they're old enough to take responsibility, and which includes her standing up to her dad. And if she's not willing to do that, then I think that he has to look at that and say, look, kiddo, you're just too young for me, not because you're 17 and not because you're white and not because your dad doesn't like me, but because you're still living under your dad's thumb. And I understand it. I understand the economics of it. I understand the emotions of it. But, it's too complicated. It's too dangerous. It's too messy for either of us.
Okay. Can I say one thing?
Of course you may.
Okay, I
can even say two things.
I'm not trying to call and argue with you. I was just voicing my opinion, so I don't want you to think that I'm arguing.
It's okay. Look.
When you left the phone and you said because you want to argue with me, I'm not calling to argue. I'm calling for it.
No, I didn't mean to sort of suggest that. You've got a point. I'm never going to be a black African-American male. It's not going to happen in this life. And as someone once said, I was the whitest white woman they ever met. And I don't think they necessarily meant it as a compliment. I am very fair-skinned. But my father didn't like any of the guys I ever dated. And it had nothing to do with anything other than... I think there was a part of him that would have been very happy with me entering, a monastery. Or a nunnery or something. And he said horrible things about him. He said derogatory things about him. And whether they wore glasses and wore four eyes, or whether they were heavy and fat, or whether they laughed like pigs, or whether, that they were the wrong religion or the wrong size, or they were too hairy, or they were too effeminate. I mean, he had something horrible to say about all of them. So I'm just saying that that's part of that experience, and it's certainly one of the reasons why females go away to school, is so they can date whomever they want to and sort out who they really want to be with. But I don't know this dude, and he may be, the grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, but it doesn't buy you anything to view him as a racist. It doesn't view your son as anything. It's kind of let me just give you a silly example. At one point, I was asked to give a speech about how to deal with difficult people. And I said, I will not give that speech. I'll give a speech about how to deal with challenging people, or how to get around people who yell. But once you said someone is difficult, you've given away all of your power. You've said, okay, you're difficult. I'm going to have to deal with that. And first of all, people don't like being considered difficult, so they're not going to be happy with you. And you've already put yourself in a hole. Viewing this dude as a racist seems to me to be akin to viewing him as difficult. It's giving away your power. And I don't want you to give away your power. I don't want your son to give away his power. And I don't want this little girl to give away her... If she's old enough to pick whomever she wants to date, she's old enough to stand up to her father. And if she's not, which she may not be, that's okay. Then you have to go along with his choices. And you might as well let him vet him from the day one, so you're not running afoul of him. So I'm just saying, viewing him as a racist doesn't buy you anything at all.
Not that I'm all here.
Pardon me? John, I just lost you. Talk a little louder.
Not that I'm being difficult with you, or I'm arguing with you, but being called difficult and being called a racist is two different things.
John, you lost my point. John, darling, I think we're done. I've done everything I can here. You certainly don't have to go along with it, but I use that as a metaphor of not giving away your power. I'm saying viewing him as a racist doesn't buy you, your son, or this little girl anything at all. If it's true or not true, it doesn't make any difference. You've just given away your power. He's just given away his power. He's just, when you talk about self-esteem, you've made him decide that the reason he doesn't like him is because he's black. I'm saying the reason he doesn't like him is because he's got a penis. 855-99, Dr. Joy. Donna, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, Dr. Joy. I just had a question in regards to in-laws.
Okay.
Sister-in-laws.
Okay.
My husband, I called you before, and you recommended that movie, August Osage County with Julia Roberts, and I'm going to get it tonight. But my husband, he and his sister-in-laws, they have this kind of a toxic relationship, and it gets very nasty where, we're told that they wish that he was dead, and all, And it seems like my husband keeps putting gasoline.
Who said something? Who told you that?
It was his other sister.
Well, then she's a troublemaker, and you ought not to pay much attention to her, because whether it's true or not, that it's again, it's one of those pointless comments that just makes somebody look. It's a pot stirring comment. There's no reason for her to tell you that.
And
right?
I know you hate Facebook, and that's where it came from, and it was like a lot of hate.
I do hate
comments.
Facebook, and this is one of the reasons I hate Facebook.
Yes, I agree. But it's like I want to support my husband, but I don't agree with what he's doing, because if it was me, I would just cut him off. You know, he's
No. I think you're wrong about this, but nevertheless, what is your husband doing that you don't support?
He sometimes uses Facebook to put pictures to get a reaction.
I think that's stupid as well. All right, here's what you've got. Look, this is how, you know, civil wars are not to be laughed at, because you've got in a civil war is people who know each other's body parts littering the byways and highways. Civil wars are to be avoided at all costs. And you're cutting her off is its own version of a civil war. But him retaliating on Facebook is a public, I mean, you know, it's kind of like fighting a war in the, you know, in the press, which is exactly what it's doing, which is pointless as well. The only way to fight this and win it is to be stupid and cheerful, to assume that none of this ever happened, that we say only nice things. Let me give you a quick example. I had a friend, let's see how long I have here. Yeah, I probably have long, and then I'll hold John for just a minute. I had a friend who didn't like her mother-in-law at all. And so the first year that she and her eventual husband were together, she went to the North End in Boston and bought this huge Italian cake that had birds and flowers and trees and pearls and stars and sparklers, which she thought was a joke, you know, a kind of a mean-spirited Happy Mother's Day. They were not married yet. Her mother-in-law loved it. She had tears in her eyes, and she said, "Oh, no one's ever given me anything like this." So what it made my friend look like was a jerk, because what she had done was done something really nasty and sarcastic and mean, and her mother-in-law-to-be was stupid and cheerful about it. Now, inadvertently, I don't think she did it on purpose. I think she really didn't understand it. But as such, stupid and cheerful completely diffused the situation and made my friend, who was really the aggressor, look like an idiot. And that's kind of one of my favorite examples of stupid and cheerful. All you have to do to win is, you know, Sarah is so fantastic. She makes great birthday cakes. You have to be really careful that you don't in any way verge toward the sarcastic. But that's the way to win. To engage in, well, she said that, he said that, just makes you guys look petty. Cutting her off is not workable in a family. You'll just become the focus of all the gossip, and, well, Donna thinks she's so much better than anybody else. The only way to fight it, and it's a fun way to fight it, it actually, not only does it work, but it's actually fun to do, is just think of something wonderful about this woman, and if you can't think of something wonderful, then think harder, because even awful people have nice things about them. And just, oh, she's wonderful, because then anything she says ugly about you or your husband makes her look like a fool. I want you to hold on to that thought. I'm not asking you to swallow it, because I can hear you choking on it, but to think about it for a minute. I'll put you on hold, come back in a minute, all right? Because the way that you're doing it will not work. It will, as I said, and the war sounds like it's already been started, but it will promulgate a war that you can't win. And who needs to do that? I mean, there's enough misery in this life that if we can stop it or offset it, it seems it makes sense for us to do it. I'll put you on hold. Be back in a moment. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is true. All right, we're talking with Donna, whose sister-in-law has said declared war on her husband, and or at least on Facebook. And that her husband is retaliating on Facebook, and I'm saying, I don't know, this is how I do it. If you're going to use Facebook, I'd use Facebook to say, you know, that she's wonderful, that, you know, that misinterpreted, you know. Basically, I wouldn't go to war with her. I'd go to peace with her, because you win.
No, I agree completely. The only part of the situation that I didn't tell you is that, you know, we haven't really gotten along for like 5 years, and I just kind of stay my distance. I don't say anything. You know, they don't even say hi to us, which is fine. You know,
But you're allowed to say hi to them.
And then I have, and then they ignore me. They
well, that's okay. That's okay. I mean, look, the thing about stupid and cheerful is that, you know, that it doesn't make any difference what the other person does. You're Teflon.
That's true.
Yeah, no, that's the whole point about it, is it doesn't make any difference what the other person does.
I love cheerful and stupid, but my husband, it's like, what do you do when your husband, I mean, should I just get off Facebook? Should I tell my husband I don't want to talk about it? You know, I don't want anything to do with it. It's your family. It's your choice.
But yeah, that's perfectly okay. Or saying, or even giving him the option of saying, look, here's how I want to do it. You know, I can either do it that way or I can do nothing. I mean, it's your family, so you get veto power. That's a perfectly legitimate thing to do, any more than if you've got an issue with your mom that he feels that he needs to intervene. It's not a very good idea, because, you know, most of us are not crazy about how our families behave unless someone attacks them, and then all of a sudden, so, yeah, I mean, what I'm saying you hear is that that you can certainly say to him, you know, tell me what you want me to do here. And as long as he says, you know, as long as he doesn't say, well, I want you to be a part of the war effort, then I think you're okay.
Okay. And then do you have time just for one other question?
Sure.
I have a friend, and I called you about her, too. She's on disability, and she has a lot of health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I put my boundaries up, and I only do what I want to do. You know,
okay.
I don't. But we have a mutual friend that did a lot more for her than I did.
Uh-huh.
And she, my other friend, Joanne, she got fed up. And she's like, I'm done. She's like, I'm not going to be manipulated. I'm just moving on. And my friend that's disabled has come to me, and she cries. And she's like, I don't understand why Joanne's not calling me. I don't know what I did. And I think she's trying to manipulate me to call.
Well, but all right.
Yeah.
You be you. No, you be your friend. I'll be you.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
Donna, I don't know why Joanne hasn't called me. I just don't understand. I've been racking my brain, and I don't know what I did to her.
Honey, I'm not good at reading people's minds. I don't expect you to either. Give her a call and ask her.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Perfect. That's all you have to
Great.
Do.
Great. Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome. Yeah, when in doubt, listen, you do not have to get involved in wars. You really don't. You can say, you know, I'm Switzerland. Actually, you know, Switzerland was one of the most aggressive companies. They had one of the largest armies on the face of the earth at one point. But I guess they decided that wasn't a very profitable thing to do, so they decided not to do that anymore. All righty. 855-99-DR-JOY. We've got, what have I got here, about 3 minutes to do. Well, we were going to talk, you know, it's kind of a little late in the game to start a discussion about all the things, because we can do that tomorrow. So I'm not going to start a new concept. Let me just talk a little bit about stupid and cheerful, because I know we have a whole bunch of new stations. And I actually had T-shirts and baseball hats printed at one point that said stupid and cheerful, which I still have mostly in my closet. Turns out I'm a really good psychologist and a really lousy businesswoman. What can I tell you? Nevertheless, this came up. It was one of those things that kind of evolved from life. I was at a family reunion. And for those of you who know me, I have a large, nutty family. And one of my sisters was coming up and sort of doing her usual kabuki dance, and one of the other sisters heard it. And she said, you know, how come you didn't respond? And I said, to what? And she said, well, she was saying all these horrible things. And I said, yeah, I know. And she said, well, so how come you didn't respond? And I said, well, I just pretended I didn't understand them. And stupid and cheerful works really well. Stupid and morose doesn't work at all. And stupid and cheerful will not work in your own life. In your own life, you need to be cheerful and smart. But if somebody else says things like, you've put on a little weight, haven't you? and you say, oh my God, I can't believe you said that. You think I'm fat. That's not the response. I mean, that's the response they may have been trying for, but a much better way of dealing with it is, oh, you have such a great sense of humor. The point is, if somebody wants to insult me, they're going to have to do the heavy lifting. I am not going to do most of the work. And if you think about it in interpersonal relationships, whether it's an in-law or a spouse or a friend or a kid or, you know, a parent, we do an awful lot of the heavy lifting, that someone is presumably saying something that might hurt our feelings, and we take the bait. Okay, right, I didn't get enough sleep, so are you telling me I need more makeup? Are you telling me I'm fat? Are you telling me, you know what, I was only kidding? And all you have to do is just laugh uproariously and think about it. There is no response to that. If James says to me, Joy, you talk awfully fast. Says, oh, you have such a great sense of humor. What's his response to that going to be? Well, no, I mean, you talk too fast. See, you're so clever at jokes. There's just no way of responding to it. So the next time you're sort of, and I'm not suggesting that you won't have that little clutching in your stomach and your palms get a little sweaty and you can feel the blood rising to your hairline. That's okay, but you don't have to verbally respond to it. You can just laugh hilariously. You have such a great sense of humor. Trust me, it works. Even if I still have a closet full of stupid and cheerful hats and T-shirts. I don't know. Whenever someone asks me for an auction item, I used to send them Freudian slips. I used to go to Goodwill and Salvation Army and just buy black slips whenever they had them and then send them Freudian slips. But now I just send them stupid and cheerful T-shirts and... What can I tell you? Alrighty, 855-99 Dr. Joy. We have some questions up on Facebook having to do with first dates and first days of school. And also, I'll tell you the results, I guess, tomorrow, because we don't really have a whole lot of time today to tell you the results of what happened when we put up an article yesterday about when people experience the most rejection and why and how. And it was actually kind of an interesting sociological experiment, at least as far as I was concerned. So, all right, but that is for another day. 855-99, Dr. Joy, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.